In our continuing effort to introduce you to more literature and bloody colonial culture, we humbly present
Uncle Dan's Storytime.
Now here's Uncle Dan.
Well, thank you once again and Happy New Year. Oh, so lovely and effervescent Storytime. Introduction, lady, nice to see you again. Well, today's story is titled The Garden.
Yay, garden!
Thank you, Chauncey. Well, one morning, 82-year-old Ronald Rupenwiller was feeling depressed when he realized that it was time to till the soil in his backyard again and plant those tomatoes, potatoes, and other garden items. But see, at 82, Ronald wasn't the man he used to be. Tilling the soil was just too big a job for him anymore these days, so he picked up the phone and called his son, Roscoe, at the Statesville prison where he was doing time for, well, Lord only knows what. When Roscoe got on the phone, his dad said,
"Roscoe, I got a problem. It's time to till the soil in the backyard, and I'm just too weak to do it. And being on a fixed income, I can't afford to have someone come in and do it for me. Son, if you were here, you could do it."
Just then, Roscoe got all excited and said,
Dad, don't be digging up the backyard. That's where I buried all the bodies."
Then Roscoe quickly hung up. Around 1 o'clock the next morning, the local and state police were knocking on old man Rupenwiller's front door with a warrant. A crew went around to the back and began digging up the yard, but no bodies were found. So the cops apologized and left. But later that morning, Rupenwiller's phone rang. It was Roscoe.
"Hey, Dad, you can plant the garden now. I hope those cops didn't scare you. It was the best I could do under the circumstances."
"I don't care who you are, that's funny right there.